It's 99.3 Nigeria Info, the chat station with Ada Blessing, your radio girlfriend. Tonight on the show, like I did say, we'll be talking about something that is so serious. This thing has been on for a while. And the Parliament of Nigeria passed a bill that outlaws sexual harassment in universities. The bill, which was proposed in 2019, according to them, will criminalize sexual relationships between lecturers and students when signed into law. Lecturers who engage in such relationships with your students could be jailed for up to 14 years. And in the early days of June 2023, some students expressed their dissatisfaction with the outgoing parliament's failure. And like I said, this has been on. So they expressed their dissatisfaction with the outgoing parliament's failure to have former President Muhammadu Buhari sign the bill into law during his tenure. And the bill was originally proposed in 2016 but did not get a pass from both houses of parliament. Now, the push for the bill comes on the back of a BBC Africa Eyes Sex for Grades documentary on Nigerian and Ghanaian lecturers released in 2019. So you might be wondering, Ada, why are you bringing this up? Earlier today, a story broke and it was a case of sex for grades. Now, students of the Law Department of the University of Calabar protested against their dean, Professor Cyril Ndifon. They accused their dean of sexually harassing students and threatening them. It is also reported that Professor Ndifon was previously removed from his position as dean of law over allegations of rape in 2016. Ndifon was on the 29th of August 2015 accused of sexually assaulting a 20-year-old 400 level student, name withheld, though of course you know why. Now, in his faculty, after ordering her to his office, following the development, authorities of Unicol suspended the dean from the office. The suspension was to last until he was completely exonerated from the allegations. However, according to reports, University of Calabar, that Unicol reappointed him as the dean of its law faculty last year, 2022. So joining us today to have this conversation is Barrister Mrs. Nje Umorin. Hope I got the name right. All right. She's a barrister, and of course, she's also in the national, she's the national coordinator of SOFA Don't Do organization. This organization campaigns against sex for Max and Max for sex. So it is a pleasure to have you tonight with us. Good evening, ma'am. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. Good evening, everybody. It's good to be here.
Yeah, feels so good. So before we get into this discourse proper, tell us about you and the organization SOFA Don't Do.
Okay, like you rightly said, my name is Nje Umorin. I am the national for SOFA Don't Do. And SOFA Don't Do is a non-profit organization that was founded with the aim of battling the scourge of sexual predation in institutions of learning. Mm-hmm. And like you have said in the show, it's not just limited to the university. You'll be shocked to find out that we actually have these menaces and scourges of sexual harassment even in our secondary schools. Yeah. So basically what SOFA Don't Do does is we try to sensitize the society on the dangers of molestation, intimidation, and sexual harassment, and stand against the same in institutions of learning and the society at large. Yeah, so basically that's what we do.
Okay. Fair enough. Thank you so much for sharing that. Now, getting into this conversation proper, what do you think is the reason for the increasing incidence of the sex for grade scandal in Nigeria universities? Would you say the management are failing to provide enough protection, especially for the female students?
Now, this is what I think, right?
Yeah.
When you let people get away with a crime, they become emboldened to do even greater things. Now, we have had situations in institutions of learning where we do not actually see people who get put down for running amok or running against the law as it pertains to sexual harassment. So this emboldens the culprit. It, you know, it kind of drives fears into their victims. And so you don't have them speaking up, and then that further emboldens their perpetrators. So I think on the one hand, it may be perhaps it's because of a lack of reportage. I think part of the problem is the culture of silence on our victims. They are too afraid because these people are their lecturers. They are people who are in authority over them. They are threatened with failed grades. They are threatened with all kinds of things. So they subject them to all kinds of threats. They submit to those fears. So they do not report. And because you do not report, these things cannot be investigated. It is only after proper investigations have been carried out that maybe whoever is the culprit is probably brought to book. And then when people see that people actually go down for these things, it will serve as a deterrent, you know, to others to know that, okay, look, this thing, there is a repercussion for certain acts. So I don't know why we have it on the increase. I speak it's on the increase because people are not being reported. Nothing is being done about it. So people that are just getting emboldened to just get away with it. I think that's it. Well.
Okay, this is just me wanting to know. The students that some of these lecturers go after with such demand, would you say that those students are not smart? Because some of them, I mean, I went to school. I schooled in Calabar, Nigeria. So is it that when they go after the student, they go after those people that are not smart enough to like debate their results? Because as a result of saying no to some of them, they fail them.
Okay, I'm going to use me now as an example. Yes, I went to two schools. First, okay. I am a graduate of UNICAL. I'm also a graduate of the Polytechnic Calabar as it then was. Now, I'm not going to talk about which of the schools this happened.
Okay.
But in one of those schools, I actually had a lecturer who was harassing me.
Wow.
Now, it wasn't because I wasn't smart. It should interest you to know that I graduated with an upper credit from the Polytechnic and, of course, with a second class LUA from the University of Calabar. So it wasn't because I wasn't smart, but I think he was just trying out his luck. So this is what he just kept going on and on and on. And then guess what? I simply went to my parents and I reported. And then And then my dad was like, you know what? I know the registrar. I know the this. I know the that. We are going to set him up. Let him come at you and we will come at him with all that we've got. For some reason, I think perhaps he understood and perceived, because rather than getting afraid, I was bolder than I usually was. Because the next time he came to class and tried to be funny, I stood up. You know, I stood up to him. So I think he suspected that it was not business as usual. So he just let go. So category, and I also had a classmate in one of the schools as well, harassed and even failed by the lecturer. Her father went all out and said, I demand to have my daughter's script remarked. Because he knew, it wasn't because his daughter wasn't smart enough, but he obviously knew that somebody was trying to play games. So when the heat was done, was up, guess what? Her script was produced. And guess what? She did not fail.
Oh, wow.
Not because these students are not smart enough, but it's because they allow fear have the greater part of them. Yes. And then maybe also in some circumstances, we have the not so smart students who will just give into anything. They don't want trouble. They just want to graduate. They want to get out of the certificate. Right. They do not care how it comes. But for the really smart ones, I think they're very undeterred.
Okay, so you said something, yeah, that I want us to address, but that will be after this break because I'm just looking at my clock. You said something like you went back to your parents and then your parents, obviously, they gave you their backing. Now, what about people who were your self-sponsors or who are your self-sponsors? What about people who don't have people behind them to support them in cases like this? Hold on. When we get back, we'll have this conversation. Thank you so much. I'll get back to you shortly. Okay, so it's still 99.3 Nigeria Info, and we still have our barrister right here, but we have to pay these quick bills, and we'll be back shortly. Keep the door locked.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
Your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
Let's talk. Hello.
Yes, we have you. We have you. Yeah, hello. It's still 99.3 Nigeria Info, the chart station with Adele Blessing. Welcome back. Yeah, we still have amazing guest right here talking about barrister Mrs. Njeri Umorin, who is the national coordinator of Sofajondu organization, and tonight we are discussing sex for grades. Before the break, I did say that we're going to be talking about an experience she shared. All right, so welcome back, ma'am.
Welcome. It's good to be back. Thank you for having me.
All right. So I asked the question. You said a lecturer once upon a time made an attempt and you reported to your parents, and thankfully your parents were solidly behind you. So what about those people who were, and of course people are still experiencing that, so those people that are in school who are their self-sponsors, in cases like this, what would you have them do?
Okay, I'm going to talk about a school like UNICAL, for instance, and I hope that this happens in other schools.
Mm.
We actually have in UNICAL the gender response center, you know, a center where you can actually go to and report cases like this. Now, in Cross River State and across Nigeria, this is what Sofadondo tries to do. What we do is we go to schools during matriculations and distribute our flyers. We have our phone numbers. In the event of any of these things happening, reach out to us. And guess what? We have lecturers who are members of Sofadondo who support this thing we are driving. So where you do not have the support of family or friends, you actually have organizations such as this. You also have lecturers. You have, in fact, the faculty, the way the school is structured, faculty has the dean, you have the sub dean, you have heads of department.
Mm.
These are people who ordinarily are like people in authority who you should be able to go to when these things happen. Well, sadly, not in all circumstances and not in all situations, you know, we've had people who have actually let the students down in the sense that these cases are brought to them and they are swept under the carpet.
Yeah.
But let's not lose faith, because you actually have some of those schools and some of those faculties where those things are not tolerated. There's zero tolerance for sexual harassment. But again, like I said, sometimes the victims are way too afraid to speak. They are afraid of being victimized by their perpetrators, They are afraid that their perpetrators would, you know, take them round and then all their colleagues get to deal with them in court. So we need to encourage them to learn to speak up. If you know that, oh, you cannot trust your dean, you should be able to trust a sub-dean. If you do not trust your sub-dean, you should be able to trust your HOD. If you don't trust your HOD, walk to the vice chancellor's office. Be bold enough, even if you're going to drop a note, insist, I want to see the VC. We need to be bolder, you know, in taking this fight out there. So we have organizations like Sofadondo, and in schools where you don't have Sofadondo, be bold enough to walk up to the office of the vice chancellor. Something has got to be done. We just can't keep having our children keep quiet all the time and then letting these people get away with this thing.
Is it that easy to access the office of the VC?
2 weeks ago, I went to the office of the vice chancellor. Yes, it is.
I mean, for students?
Yes, it is. I speak for University of Calabar. Yes, it is.
All right,
I went to see the deputy vice chancellor. I did not have a prior engagement because Sofadondo had her third national conference just some Saturdays ago.
Mm.
So I needed the presence of the University of Calabar. And I walked in to see the deputy vice chancellor, no prior appointment. And I was in. And then I needed to take a letter to the office of the vice chancellor. And I took it there. And it was received, registered, and forwarded to her. So yes, it is.
Oh, okay. Beautiful.
Yes.
All right, then. So I recall that the Academic Staff Union of Universities, ASU, called for a thorough investigation and sanctioning of the lecturers indicted in order to sanitize the university system in the year 2016. And some of the lecturers that were accused were suspended till investigations were concluded. Now, that was all I heard about that. So I am asking, is suspension the only penalty for such act?
No, it is not.
Okay,
the only penalty for such act. Okay, you know, right now we do not really have the sexual harassment law as it should have been, because it is still awaiting assent. Now, but in the absence of the sexual harassment bill, we actually have other laws, you know, by which these lecturers or who are the culprits can actually be, you know, be made to serve some kind of punishment. You have the criminal code, you have the penal code, you have the criminal laws of Lagos State, you have the Violence Against Persons Prohibition Act, you have the Child Rights Act. Now, under all of these laws, where the offense of sexual harassment, be it rape, indecent assault, have been committed, you have people serving as many as 14 years for some of these offenses. You have for indecent assault, you can have a punishment, a jail term of 3 years. So so we have them. Even for rape, we have some people can get life imprisonment. But, you know, it's because sometimes we don't even remember that we have all of these laws out there. Mm. We do have them. So under these laws, the perpetrators can be sent to jail. I have seen it happen several times. Well, maybe not necessarily lecturers, maybe because we have not followed through on proper investigations. But we have seen people go to jail for sexually harassing people, rape, indecent assault, and the rest.
Okay.
So we have them. Yes.
All right, then. The president of the Academic Staff Union of Universities, ASU, condemned the bill recently proposed at the floor of the Nigerian Senate, which spells out that a 5-year jail term and a $5 million fine would be for university lecturers found wanting in any sex for grade scandal. While he is right, just like he also said that some universities have policies that stipulate punishments for culprits of sexual exploitation of students, I honestly think this is not enough reason not to also have the Constitution prohibit the act, as the university policies on sexual harassment are apparently weak. I mean, to me, I might be wrong, and I also feel they are ineffective in my opinion. So can you share with us some of the more... stringent policies and punishment, because 3 years, and I am sorry, I'm not saying you were wrong, but I just want to know some of these people that you might not call names, but some of these people that actually this thing has happened. Because take, for instance, the recent case, what just happened today, the one in Unico, he was suspended and then reinstated last year. So where are we headed?
Okay, I'm going to be speaking as a lawyer now.
Okay.
Now, you know, there's a general principle of law.
Okay.
You are innocent. You're innocent until you're proven guilty.
Guilty. Mm-hmm.
These things take a process. Now, the fact that somebody was suspended, the suspension, I'm sure, according to the public service rules, was to give room for proper investigation. Now, if after investigation, this person is found and proven to be innocent, he gets reinstated. If he was found to have been guilty, then the proper thing would have been done, which would be a formal charge. He would have been formally charged to court. A proper trial would have taken place. And if he was found guilty of the allegations of rape, he would have saved and served them jail term according to the provisions of the law, which in this case are the criminal code. So it's not in every circumstance. You know, sometimes when somebody... Okay, like what happened today? All of us have seen those videos.
Mm-hmm.
And I was having this discussion. These are allegations. I am not saying it happened. I am not saying it did not happen.
Okay.
But I am saying that all of these things are subject to proper investigation. So this is what we need to be doing at this time. We need to ask, however... We need to, within the confines of the law, ask the authorities of the University of Calabar to ensure that a proper investigation into these allegations is carried out. And it's not just in carrying out these allegations. You need to provide proof. You know, and yes, because just merely saying this person harassed me without more may not necessarily get the punishment you think this person deserves. So most of the time, it's either we do not collect evidence or we collect evidence that amounts to nothing. So even within the law, you need to be careful in punishing a person so that you do not end up punishing an otherwise innocent person.
Okay.
So that is why it seems as if these laws are not effective. They are effective, but you know there are principles for applying them. Now, you were asked, you said something, you were like, you asked if why the laws were weak in schools.
Mm.
Now, this is what the schools can do.
Okay.
The schools can reduce the laws that we already have, domesticate them, and reduce them into policies. We need to have sexual harassment policies embedded in every school, in every institution of learning. University of Calabar, University of Lagos, University of Abuja, these is our sexual harassment policy. And these must be drawn from already existing laws, the Constitution of Nigeria, the criminal code formulated into a policy. This is what it is. If you do this, this is the result. If you do this, you do, you go down for it. And anybody who runs amok of those policies, which are, of course, called from the law, will be made to face the music.
All right,
so
then.
It's not like those laws are not there. Yes, I understand that we need to empower them. We need to give them the force that they deserve.
Hmm.
But there is a process.
Now, I know for a fact that some people are just naturally terrible people, and some students just don't like some lecturers, and some people just go with sentiments and emotions. Now, is there a penalty for those students who falsely accuse lecturers of things like this?
Well, right now, because we do not actually have a sexual harassment law, under the sexual harassment bill, yes, there is a punishment for anybody, for any student who falsely accuses his or her lecturer. Yes, there is a penalty. It's a, there's a jail term, or rather they should have, there is a jail term proposed, and there is a fine proposed as well. But it's all a proposal because we do not have a law, as it were. We do not have that law yet. It's yet to be assented to.
Okay, then. Human Rights Writers Association of Nigeria, HURIWA, they proposed the introduction of the legislation to carry out the chemical castration of rapists. What's your take on that? Welcome,
Nigeria.
Something you can do.
Personally.
Yeah.
Yes, I have always proposed even far worse punishments, because what people do not realize is the offense of rape doesn't just begin and end at the physical level. It goes to the emotions of the person. It goes to the psychological trauma of a person. Mm-hmm. And nobody should be made to go through that. Chemical castration, I am all for it, but that is me speaking as a female lawyer.
Yeah.
That's me speaking as a mother. And that's me speaking as a human with emotions. Chemical castration. Now, if you even ask me, this is what I also think. I think death should be a penalty for the offense of rape. Yes. Because there are sometimes, after these things are carried out, these dastardly acts are carried out, a person only begins to exist. The person stops to live. You literally take away the person's life. The person is just breathing and existing. Nobody has the right to take away another person's life while the person is still living.
True that.
Yes. So you've literally killed the person. So the punishment for death should be death. That's what I think.
Okay, for rape. Okay. What would you say is the reason behind the delay to enact the Sex for Grades Bill? I mean, you are a barrister, so maybe you should throw more light.
Well, I just think it should be the shenanigans we find ourselves in, the kind of society we find ourselves in. But this is what civil society groups and non-governmental organizations such as mine can do. We can begin to say, you know, send in letters, mount pressure on the executive to sign it into law. I mean, what is holding them back? The National Assembly has passed it. It's a law that all of us are all too willing to embrace, and we cannot wait to see it coming to force. So what's holding us back? Nothing. So I just think we need to go at the executive in the most legal way possible, in the most lawful way, come up with position papers, maybe peaceful assemblies addressing the Federal Executive Council, sending position papers. You know, we can actually implore and then use every legal means necessary to see how this bill can be, or rather this proposal can be assented into law.
Okay, beautiful. Well said. Now, I went to school in Calabar, and I had a classmate that was constantly being harassed by a lecturer. I mean, she was pretty, but the lecturer categorically told her, if you don't do this, you're going to have, I think he said an E or an F, something like that. Now, she could not tell anybody, because the person she told, one of the lecturers, told her that it was more like a cacos, that the lecturers, they are more like in a group, sort of, that if you fight one, others will team
everybody
up and fight you. Now I am asking, why don't we have a reliable school authority to report a case of rape or attempted assault to?
Honestly, I wish I knew how to answer that question, but I do not. It's sad that the people who are saddled with the responsibility of taking care of these children perhaps either fail and or neglect to I do not understand how it works, because you have the school structure, like I said before, you have the vice chancellor, you have the deputy vice chancellors, you have that line of authority running all the way into your faculties, you have your dean of faculty who should be like your to-go person, you know, with all of these things. But it's sad that sometimes some of them are actually complacent, and then you are just left to fight these battles on your own. Again, I will always tell anybody, if your HOD fails you, if your dean fails you, your sub-dean fails you, try the vice chancellor. Go there with written reports of, look, this person is harassing me. Involve the police. Sometimes you might just be pleasantly surprised. And then sometimes you need to speak to the right people. Just speak to one right person who can lead you to the right person who can help to set this process in motion. Perhaps she didn't know who to go to. I am sure if she had attempted or tried to go to her vice chancellor, somehow some investigations would have begun. And I pray, you know, that these people have the willpower to follow these things through. Some of these people, it's like coming to report my colleague to me.
Yeah.
You know, it takes somebody with a will of steel to be able to do the right thing.
True.
Yeah, so we just hope and pray that we get most of those people in places and positions of authority.
Okay.
Where we can get the right things done. Yeah.
All right. I did say that I was just going to take 30 minutes of your time, but I feel so bad right now that I've kept you awake up until this hour.
So, I'm so sorry.
So, before we talk about ways, I mean, this is going to be the last conversation. Before we talk about ways to prevent or reduce sexual greed, I mean, it's an evil menace. We know that. I believe that some people have something to ask you, being a barrister and also being who you are, that's the national coordinator, right? The reputable organization against sex for grade. I believe that people have something to ask you, considering how knowledgeable and fast you are. So let me just open up the phone line. That's if you don't mind, for one or two persons
ahead
to ask you something. Then when we're done with that, we'll talk about the ways to reduce this evil menace. All right, so let's have it. So if you have anything to ask, feel free, join the conversation. The studio line is 0700-993-993-993. And ladies, this is, I wouldn't say particularly about us, but we're mostly affected. So ladies, kindly dial the number 014-657-190 if you have anything at all to ask. Let's do this. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello, Ma.
Yeah.
I greet you and I greet you again.
Yeah.
May God bless you for this topic. I was shocked when you said that ASU is not against for the law that the National Assembly wants to pass. The question I want to ask is, the money when the National Assembly wants to find, is it going to the person of the victim? Two, if I'm an orphan, a woman, and I'm not a virgin, and there was no camera outside and the rapist office, and I was raped. So, and you're just saying that you both have a proof. So how will I bring a proof without camera or without somebody following me inside the office?
Okay, come on. Thank you so much.
Thank
you so much. No, you have to just keep it brief, all right? You really have to keep it brief. Ma'am, did you hear him?
No, not a thing. I didn't even hear.
Ooh.
I didn't know the one body was speaking.
Oh, wow.
Not a word.
Okay, I guess since I'm using the same system to taking calls, maybe that's right. So I think I might just take you off the system and then call you on my phone. Maybe that would do the magic. But in the meantime, let me explain what he said. So he asked, when they get to arrest this lecturer, we're talking about a lecturer that, let's just say, he committed the act, okay?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
After being fined, he asked, who does the money goes to? Who does the money get to? The victim or the school? Who takes the money?
The victim. Yes.
That's one. Then he also asked, how did he even put it? Okay, he said that you said the student should provide evidence. So he said, in a case where that student got no evidence to tender, what happens?
Well, sadly, our legal system is evidence-based.
Mm.
I mean, you cannot put something on nothing before sending somebody, before a pronouncement of guilt is made. You need to ensure that you have proved your case beyond all reasonable doubt. All reasonable doubt implies that you must have the necessary evidence possible to land a conviction.
Okay.
So that is why you need to be very intentional in trying to get these things done the proper way. You already know that somebody is coming after you. You just need to find either a witness. Somehow, something has just got to. Something. You've got to provide the prosecution with something. Mm. It cannot just come to say, he raped me, he sexually harassed me. Is there proof? There is no proof.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right then. How do we do this? If I take another call, okay, just hang in there. I'll be explaining the calls to you. I'm so sorry about this. All right. Hello. Oh dear. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Good evening. What's your name? You have a minute to ask your question.
I'm Sharif. I'm calling from my
house. All right, Sharif. Go ahead.
My question here is kind of way that the girl was like falsely that at times. The rapper sometimes would tie something on their face that she cannot be able to like understand what is happening. So how is she going to bring out proof?
A lecturer. Okay, no problems. Thank you so much. Hello, ma'am. Hello.
Yes,
okay. So Sheriff called and Sheriff is asking, what happens in a case where the victim was hypnotized by the lecturer? How would such a person tender proof?
I don't know if hypnosis is something that is recognized under our laws.
Mm.
Yes. Hypnosis is not something that is recognized under our laws.
Okay.
What the law recognizes is the hard facts, evidence, and something that can be admitted.
Mm.
So you do not, I mean, how do you explain hypnosis? I was hypnotized. Is it like what we call in our local parlance, jazz, juju? Juju is something that is unknown to the Nigerian legal system.
Yeah.
It's unknown under the law. So I'm afraid that might not hold water.
Oh, wow.
Then, sorry, I was just going to clarify something.
Okay.
A question the last speaker asked, that where does the fine go to?
Yeah.
Now, if we're talking of a fine under the criminal law or criminal code, that fine goes to the state because usually all criminal offenses are offenses against the state. So the money goes into the state coffers. It's money you pay to the state as restitution, some kind of restitution, or as part of your punishment, you pay it into the state coffers.
So what happens to the victim? Just the victim?
Okay. But under the proposed sexual harassment law, it's still a proposal. The victim gets a part of the money. There's an amount of money that is paid to the victim for all of his or her troubles. Yeah. But for now, whatever fine is paid into the state coffers because the offense is committed against the state and not the individual.
Really?
Yes. All criminal offenses are committed against the state. So that is why in criminal charges, you always see the state versus the name of the culprit. You will not see the name of the victim. For an offense of robbery, rape, everything that is criminal in nature, you will never see the name of the victim. For instance, if somebody comes and robs you and then the person is caught, your name will never appear on the charge sheet. What you're going to see is the state, because all crimes are actually offenses that are committed against the state and not the individual.
Oh wow! So the victim goes on with just justice and nothing.
Justice.
What about the damage done?
Well, you see, the thing is, actually, these laws are actually made to keep the system running smoothly, as smoothly as possible.
Okay.
So when that happens, maybe the person is taken off the street, and then it serves as a deterrent for others to resist doing such
okay.
things. Yes.
You know what, ma'am? We'll get back to this conversation, but we have bills to pay. Just 30 seconds. We'll be back. Welcome back, 99.3 Nigeria Info, the chat station with Ada Blessing, your radio girlfriend. Tonight on the show, we're talking about sex for grade. And like I did say, it is a phenomenon that has been with us for a while, most especially in institutions of higher learning. But thankfully, we have someone who is so learned. And by the way, she is a barrister. Yeah. So we have Barrister Mrs. Nje Umorin, the National Coordinator, SOFA Don't Do Organization. So yeah, welcome back, ma'am.
Thank you.
So we're going to take just one more call. At least I should let you go to bed later. It's 11. So we'll take just one more call and that will be it. So who's going to be our lucky last caller? Once again, the studio line is 0700-993-993-993. Hello?
Ada Blessing, good evening.
Yes, please. Good evening, Mr. Aprochukwu. Please, straight to the point.
Yes, mother.
Yeah.
I greet you.
Go ahead.
Okay. Where the... You said, according to your guest, she said that the student can report to the vice chancellor.
Yeah, the vice chancellor, yeah.
Or even invite police. It's better said than done. Do they have the courage? Two, what if the vice chancellor is one of the syndicate?
Oh, wow.
You know, what happens then?
Okay.
I need the answer.
All right, thank you so much for calling. Hello, ma'am. Sorry about that. Mr. Raprochuk was asking, according to him, you said that students should be comfortable to walk up to the vice chancellors to report cases like this. So he asked, what happens when the student, the affected student, does not have the courage to do that? That's one. And secondly, what if the vice chancellor is a part of the game? What if he's one of them? What's the assurance that he's going to do the right thing? He's going to act right and serve justice or call the lecturer to order or to book?
That's a tough one. You know, like we just said, you know, we need to have people with balls of steel to be able to run our institutions in the way they should be best run. But here's the thing. Just do what you need to do. Make a formal report. Put it into writing. It is registered. The mail is received. Keep a copy. If nothing happens, trust me, there is somebody you can walk up to who will just take up that case. That's why we have organizations like Suffer Don't Do. They will speak for you when nobody else can speak for you. We will make it happen for you. Unilag, Lasso, there's Suffer Don't Do in all of those places.
Oh, nice.
University of Abuja, wherever there is Suffer Don't Do. We also have sister organizations, you know, around and about town where you think you cannot get the kind of help you need. These people will step up to help you and for free. Just know who to go to in your institution. There is that one person, one organization, one help desk you can actually go to. Just search, yes. Okay.
All right, so the last question before we let you go, because we have just one more minute. Is there anything we can do to prevent or reduce sex for grade? I mean, it is an evil menace that that really hurts the university education system. So what are those appropriate punitive measures to take?
Do you think, okay, I wouldn't call them punitive measures.
Okay.
I think I'd rather say maybe going forward, the things we can actually do to help curb the menace. I think I'd like to say, first of all, we can have very purposeful and investigation and prosecution of corporates.
Okay.
When these allegations are made, the learning institutions have a responsibility to conduct a thorough investigation. And where such allegations are found to be true, we must ensure that there is diligent prosecution and possible conviction, because once this happens, it will serve as a deterrent for those who are, like, you know, future waiting and people, you know, people who are waiting to assail others or assault others in the future. And then again, we need to also have continuous reorientation programs in our campuses for both students to know that, look, they have a right to go through school without being harassed. And then the academic staff also need to know that, look, these things are wrong, and then there is a price to pay when these things happen. And then we also need to have institutionalized disciplinary committees, you know, with the task of looking into issues of sex for marks and marks for sex, you know, and then how to deal with those issues. But again, you need to find people who are, in quotes, upright. You understand what I mean? And then we need to establish a national legislation. You can really not do much without having the backing of the law. So I think people like you who are working in radio stations, we need to mount the pressure on our executive. Give us a sexual harassment in institutions law. And then we'll take it from there. Empower us with that law.
All right, then. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your time. So, are there things you would want to share with us before you go?
Okay. I just want to say this, because oftentimes I hear people say some of these people who are sexually harassed bring it upon themselves. And I always ask why. They tell me the women are not, the girls are not properly dressed. They are dressed in a way that attracts them. Lecturers to them. And there's a question I always ask. If the lecturer is attracted to a scantily dressed girl, how come he never gets attracted to the mad person who walks naked on the street? So you see, it's not a question of how a person is dressed. It's just a question of the person's warped mindset. It's just a corrupt mindset. So people, I don't like people telling me the girl was not properly dressed, she brought it upon herself. There is no excuse for sexual harassment. It is wrong. Let us keep talking about it. Let us put our hands together to ensure that we eradicate sexual harassment in our institutions of learning. Let us say no to sexually transmitted grades in our schools. That's my passion
show. All right. Thank you so much. I believe that there are people that honestly and obviously want to reach out to you, talk to you about one or two things, or report cases to you. So in case we have people like that, how do they get in contact with you?
Okay. This is my number, National Coordinator, 080-23-80-9390.
All right, please call it out again.
080-23-80-9390.
All right. What about the Software Don't Do organization? Are you people on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Thread?
Yes. Okay. Yes, we are. We have this www.softwaredontdo.org. www.softwaredontdo.org.
Okay. Thank you so much, ma'am, for coming around tonight. Really do appreciate it. And hopefully we have you around some other time.
All right.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Okay. Thank you so much. I am so sorry. I mean, for not taking all the calls, but you just have to understand that we need to let her go sleep. She's a mom and she has things to do tomorrow, so let's understand that. All the same, I would say that was quite insightful, and I hope that you listening, you've heard that you can as well voice out. At least there are people to listen to you only when you speak. So thank you so much, Barrister Mrs. Njie Umorin, the National Coordinator of Software Don't Do organization. By the way, the organization campaigns against Sex for Max and Max for Sex. We brought this up because of what happened earlier today. So earlier today, a story broke and it was a case of sex for grade. Now, students of the law department of the University of Calabar protested against their dean, Professor Cyril Ndifon. They accused their dean of sexually harassing students and threatening them. It is also reported that Professor Ndifon was previously removed from his position as Dean of Law over allegations of rape in 2016. Ndifon was on the 29th of August 2015 accused of sexually assaulting a 20-year-old 400-level student in his faculty after ordering her to his office. Following the development, authorities of Unical suspended the dean from office. The suspension was to last until he was completely exonerated from the allegations. However, according to reports, University of Calabar reappointed him as the dean of its law faculty in the year 2022. I mean, just last year. So we had to bring Barrister Mrs. Njie Umorin on the show to make some clarification here and there, and thankfully she did. I must say that was pretty cool. I mean, she revealed some things that I honestly didn't know about. But yeah, I hope that you learned one or two, and she dropped her contact. So if peradventure you get affected, which I truly do pray against, now you have someone to call. So yeah, we're just going to relax a bit and then get back to this conversation. I believe that so many people have a lot to say, and this is not just about students. There are also people that they've once upon a time been victims, right? Some people at places of work, some people, they've had experiences where they were told, oh, if you don't sleep with me, you're not getting this job. If I don't sleep with you, I am not giving you this. If you don't sleep with me, I am not going to give you this opportunity that you want. If you don't sleep with me, I am not going to let you perform. Yeah. Artists go through this as well. Or if you don't sleep with me, your credentials, yeah, pretty good. Your CV, amazing. But I'm sorry, I can't give you this job. There are people that are willing to do this. So it's a golden opportunity. And then you think of Sakwa waiting for you at home. You'll be like, I mean, it's just a one-off. After all, I was doing it with my boyfriend for like 10 years and he still dumped me. You know, some people just get to that crossroad and they just feel like, okay, I think I'm in a fix. Let me just do this. It's a one-off and then I'll have my dream job. So we're going to have this conversation and more, but that would be after we take a deep breath and just listen to a song by Timi Dakolo. This is Great Nation. I don't know, for some reason, I'm pretty optimistic about Nigeria being better in all ramifications. So enjoy this. We'll be back shortly. Welcome back. It is 99. Point 3, Nigeria Info, the chat station with Adele Blessing, your radio girlfriend. Hi, Charlotte. Yeah, someone is trying to crack me up, but it ain't working tonight because we have something serious to talk about. Before the music, we're talking about sexual grades, which, by the way, I think it's cancerous. Yeah, it's no joke. Like, this thing is here, but I don't want to say it's here to stay, but it's been here for quite a while. And I think if we don't do something about that, it's going to be here until children get to experience this. Well, in as much as we're discussing sex for grades, I need you all to understand that it's not just happening in schools, it's not just happening in universities, it's also happening in secondary schools and even primary school. Pupils are sexually assaulted by some teachers, yeah, and men also get abused by female lecturers. They do, but sadly, most men will never speak up because they shy away from conversations like that. They just feel maybe no one is probably going to believe them, or it's going to make them less of a man. I don't know why they think so, but it is what it is. So we're not going to narrow this conversation to just students. We're also going to be talking about sex for employment. Because it's no more secret in Nigeria, as women are constantly being sexually harassed in workplace and bosses demand sex from ladies or applicants before being employed. Mm-hmm. Now, the fact is, because they own the business or their directors and their companies, they just feel it's easier to use their advantages as an employer to force many female job seekers to sleep with them. Yeah. So managers and directors are aware of how difficult it is to find a job in today's world, and then some of them just prey on their applicant, which is so saddening. So let's have this conversation, because some graduates also disclosed that they are having difficulties in accessing employment because their potential employers demand sex in exchange for jobs. So if you have experiences, all right, kindly do share. You might keep your names discreet, and let's just be careful. But all the same, if you have an experience here, be you a man or a woman, because men also go through these things. And I also have an experience, but that would be after I take a few calls, so it doesn't seem as if it's just a dad blessings a day. So let's talk. 0700-993-993-993. Yeah, hello.
Ada, my comrade.
Oh, welcome, anonymous comrade.
Thank you. Ada.
Yes, sir.
I'll tell you what I see from
you told me what you what?
I will tell you something if I finish. I'm coming.
Okay.
And that any law that we make, for example, if they carry the game, repeat, go to court, and speak, if he's going to collect the health care, if you're not going to give the victim, for example, at least 5 million, that means something is a useless case. No one, it's not about a problem, that is the testicles.
Okay.
If you want to consider the person,
for real?
Castrate. Now, what about you, Anna?
Mm-hmm.
I wish that as they're about to embark on leave September, because
I cannot hear you. What are you saying? Comrade, yes.
Okay, as they're about to embark on leave, bring the phone on Kaifu for us, or I'm already on the phone. You hear me?
Okay, why?
Where is you are going to live? I never told you I leave now.
Oh, my leave.
Yes, you leave in September. Your birthday is September now.
My what?
So I want the best way to go bring. What will you call my mind?
My birthday is September?
Your birthday is September now.
Like my birth month is September. No, I'm just asking. Okay, so I didn't know that you had it all figured out for me, but it's okay.
Because the one when they come on Friday, 10 o'clock, that's why they speak to you. You don't allow us to talk. So bring a person who will allow us to talk.
I don't want to talk. Said, you go, go leave. Okay. All right, thank you so much for calling. Come ready, Kechiko. All right, thank you. And I'm taking calls. But please, you heard the barrister. So if you also want to talk about sexual grades, I mean, you have the floor. Let me know. What do you think is the reason for the increasing incidence of the sex for grade scandal in Nigeria universities? Let's talk. Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Hello, good evening, sir. What's your name?
My name is Timothy Adeluji.
Hi, Tim. Welcome. Talk to me.
Yes, thank you very much for that great enlightenment program you brought this evening and the barrister you brought to share our experience.
Okay.
I want to say that parents have a role to play and give their children boldness, confidence on themselves, and give their children every support in their academic pursuits, and also let them to know that if the harassment is coming,
okay,
it should be good to ask the victim, the particular, maybe lecturer, if you can close the eyes of God, not to see both of us, then ready to commit this act. Because if you think that you are going to succeed and no punishment, nothing be done to you, but the living God who sees every act individual does will reward everyone of us.
So what about the lecturers who don't believe in God?
Now, you can go further to have a close relationship with the wife of the lecturer. And when the lecturer...
How possible is that?
Listen now, when the lecturer knows you are in a close relationship with the wife, you'll be afraid that if you commit that act, he's bringing his family under. He will be ashamed not to do that, because when you see your relationship with his wife or with his family,
so the wife is going to be open to everybody from the husband's school.
See, for instance, now, I'm a lady. Let me take myself as an example. And because of my beauty or my the way I do things, I see a lecturer want to embarrass me, and I don't want to fall into it. And he want to use every medium to destroy my academic. Fine, I will pray about it. I will do everything possible. But if I see every other means is not going through, I can surprise him to come to his house to visit him. He will be shocked to see me. But I came to see you, I came to see your family, I came to see your wife. And for the beauty relationship with the wife, with the children, you understand me now?
Yeah.
It will also create caution to the lecturer. It will create caution.
Okay.
I didn't
think of it that way.
Yes, it will create caution to the lecturer, because a lecturer that has such an evil intention and see you going further to have a good relationship with his wife, with his children, that act will begin to die naturally, because he will begin to see you as a part of his family.
Okay, I didn't think of it that way, but if you say so. But even though I think it's going to be a little bit difficult, but thanks for that submission.
Hello.
Thank you. Hello? Hello.
Hi, good evening, Nadia.
Yes. Good evening.
Hello?
Yes, good evening. I can hear you.
Is Akeem on the line?
Welcome, Akeem.
How's work?
Good. Thanks for asking.
Yeah. Firstly, I would like to talk about something. I mean,
go ahead.
In this part of the world, I think it's something that actually happened everywhere. It has happened to me before, but mine was in school. So it happened with a lady that actually just got married to my older brother.
Okay.
So when I finished from school, I went to my brother's place to squat. So, and then after some time, the lady came in, and that was the first time I got to meet, to meet the lady.
Okay.
So my brother introduced her to me, and everything was going fine. And then what happened. This girl saw in me that he started coming to me and
that.
So the guy tried to voice out. She said something to me that told me that if I try to do that, she will blackmail me and pinch me.
What?
I got the painted man, yeah. No, I have no choice actually. I just had to do it.
You did what? You agreed?
Yeah.
Why? I mean, why did you not record her saying that, or did you like her as well?
No, not really. Not really.
Was she older than you?
No, no. She's just off my head, like.
And then she said that and you fell for it. I think you liked her as well, but yeah, I don't know.
So it happened actually, so I don't know, but she's not my friend. I don't even know how to, it's something I've been carrying and it's been in my head for some time now, and I don't even know how to go about it. But that's not because I'm now in a home again, being alone. But most times, it's like coming around to myself, and I always go through something else.
Okay. We can't hear you anymore, but all the same, thank you so much for calling, and thanks for sharing that story, even though... Okay. Hello?
Adadeorama.
Hello. Good evening.
I greet you once again.
Welcome back.
And I beg, there's something where this thing that surprised me.
What's
I want to make I talk and before I enter to the topic.
Okay.
You see, this anonymous comrade, how he never asked him how he do his call magic. You know? You are still calling the numbers.
He's one of the chiefs, so just let that happen. Let that go.
I mean, more kudos to him.
Absolutely.
I respect him for that.
Yeah. So let's get to the topic.
Okay. We are talking of student harassment in our institutions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sexual harassment.
Yes, sir.
Precisely. Okay. To me, I condemn the act. I teach everyone to condemn, to stand up against it. Because if nothing is done, in the near future, I don't know what will be more disastrous. And, we have more unwanted pregnancies. Mm-hmm. So, and at the same time, I still believe that, some of these things are urge for sex in human beings.
Oh.
They are uncontrollable. They don't control their sexual urge. It can lead to anything.
Okay, Mr. Raprochukwu, I know that you still have quite a lot to say in regards to this, but can you call back?
No problem.
All right, thank you so much for understanding. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's still 99.3 Nigeria Info, the chat station with Ada Blessing, your radio girlfriend. Also on the matter, sex for grade in schools, and I want to get your take. And tonight I am asking you, what do you think is the reason for the increasing incident of the sex for grade scandal in Nigeria universities? Recall that earlier today, students of the law department of the University of Calabar protested against their dean, Professor Cyril Ndefon. They accused their dean of sexually harassing students and threatening them. So what's your take? 0700-993-993-993. The WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. The female line is 014-657-190. And if you're not in Nigeria, you're based abroad and you want to be part of this, just join the conversation via Skype. It is at Nigeria Info FM. Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Yeah, this is Joshua calling from Ikorodu.
Hi, Joshua. Welcome.
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah. I just want to ask two questions.
Okay.
I should have called earlier, although I called, but it does not seem to connect. So I should have called earlier before now to ask...
the barrister?
Yes.
Well, you can ask and I'll just write it and send to her on WhatsApp.
Yeah, all right. There was an instance of a girl that was raped by a guy. She's not that advanced like that. So she was on the road to farm. She was going to the farm to work very early in the morning. And then suddenly a guy just jumped out from nowhere, from the bush, road of the bush, and just harassed her sexually like that. Mm. And then the girl just allowed it. The girl just, at first the girl screamed, then later she don't want to shout.
She just gave
then
in.
She just allowed it. Mm. Then unfortunately for the guy, the girl just looked up and there was as the guy was doing his job, the girl just picked a stick. There was a stick close to the guy. Unfortunately for the guy. So the girl just used the stick on the head of the guy. And reverse was the case.
He died?
Yes,
he died. Oof.
And the girl was like, she has killed somebody. She ran to the police to report. Nigeria police, God will forgive them. And the girl was arrested. So I want to ask that, why should the girl be arrested for stuff like that? Then number two, in the case of a lady now, is now harassing a guy sexually. Not even harassing now, they rape a guy. Stuff like that then, and the guy went to the station to report. And Nigeria police was telling the guy that, come, you allow, how did they rape you? The guy said, those girls, there were four of them, they hold him down and they raped him. The police say, explain how they rape you. So you sat watching girls to jack you, after jacking you, you did not ask the guy, you did not enjoy it. So why are you coming here to report? My friend, leave this place. So look at all those type of things. What should we do?
Okay. Yeah. I am not a lawyer, but if I'm going to attempt answering this question, the first one, I would say it's going to be difficult for that lady, because at this point, the other person that was able to speak for himself is no more. So people are only going to work with the evidence they have. And what they have at the moment is that she killed him. So I know that in advanced countries, yeah, they carry out tests like that. They check the vagina if there was penetration, and some, they even go to the extent of checking if it was forcefully done, things like that. But I don't think we're there yet. So it's pretty saddening. I mean, it's going to be a difficult case, but honestly, that's what everybody would do. They will arrest her because, yes, the guy, let's just believe her, the guy did what he did, which we don't support. But what do we have right now? That she hit someone and the person died. So they're going to start the case that way. Sadly, it's just what it is. And the other one, I am so sorry. Those police officers, I would say they were so incompetent. Yeah. And it's so sad that this is one of the Nigeria anyhowness that we have. Because people do that. That's why some men don't speak out. Remember, I said that when I was starting the show. Because they just feel when they go say it, people are going to laugh at them. Ah, you let a woman, this one, that one, tell me the truth. Did you not enjoy it? You know, all this kind of silly comments. It's not fun. It's not something to laugh about. It's saddening because it's not making men not speak out. And then most men are abused. So it's something that we should condemn so that these people get to speak out. And I don't know. He should have just left that police station to another and then report those other police people, because why would you laugh about something like this? This person obviously was raped. He's traumatized. And then there you are laughing and asking him some silly questions. It's pretty saddening that we think this way in Nigeria. I am sorry, but it's shameful.
All right. Thank you very much, eh?
All right. Thank you so much. Hello?
Hello?
Comrade, they're asking you.
Abused when I was 10 years.
You were what?
I was abused when I was 10 years.
By who? Tell me more.
You know they removed the clothes. They 14 years abused me. Are you hearing me?
I can hear you.
If you go and report to Nigeria police, they will tell you, you're not with you. Are you not a man? Are you supposed to report?
Oh, wow.
You're not the woman supposed to report. That's the problem of Nigeria.
That's insane. Hello, comrade. Ah, comrade, we cannot hear you anymore. Hello?
Hello, Ada.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening, Ada. How are you doing?
I am good, thanks for asking. What's your name?
My name is Innocent from Miracle.
Innocent, please go ahead, sir.
Please, I want to ask this question on a man.
Okay.
Can a man be raped?
Of course.
Okay. Ada, please, let me ask this question. Before erection, before a man body erect, it has come from the mind. A man that is struggling cannot get erect.
Not everyone, yeah. And they say, I've never been a man before. I mean, I've been a woman since day one. But they say that part does not have sense. So you might be in distress, and if they know the right spots to touch,
Listen. I'm a man.
Okay.
I'm an old man now.
Okay.
When I was a young man,
yeah,
till I was matured, I started knowing women, ladies or women, put it anyway. Anyhow, that's not how you can have sex. It's coming from your mind. It's not possible.
Yeah, it will come from your mind when you want to enjoy it. But if you're being raped, these people, they know the right spots to touch. So that part is going to be hard, obviously. But your mind is not for that. But that part is already hard. So are you trying to tell me that every morning when you wake up, your mind is there? No.
That one is different.
It's not. See, we if they want to rape you, they know where to touch. You will not want to, but you'll be hard.
Leave me.
With one person, no. He said four ladies. What if they just pinned? What if they pinned him down?
Okay.
Yeah.
They might do a blowjob. Sort of.
They are just going to touch the right spot. This lady, this one will just hold the right hand, this one the left hand, and then two legs, and he's there helpless. And the other will be touching his nipple, giving him BJ. Come on, it's going to happen.
It's okay. I agree with you. Help me agree, comrade, because you guys enjoy him so much.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
I'll say hi to him. Hello?
Olayinka from Ghanapaja.
Hi, Olayinka. Welcome.
I'm fine. How was your day?
Good. Thanks for asking.
All right. A little deviation from the topic.
Okay.
And I to quickly get back to the topic being discussed. There is this lady on TV that it's been a while anyway that I listened to the program. They were asking ladies that, is it true that some ladies truly enjoy being forced? Or let me put it this way, they don't enjoy when they have intercourse such that I don't know how to put it, but it's like they enjoy when they are being forced to do it. It's not as if they are raped.
I don't understand. I don't understand the question.
Okay, let me put it this way.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, again. Oh, Olayinka, you have to call back then. Hello?
Okay, Adade Orama.
Yes, please.
Yeah, as I was saying before we went to break, it's an act that I totally condemn.
Okay.
And I believe our hands must be on deck so that we fight this nonchalant attitude. I mean, it's causing more harm than good to our society.
Yeah.
You see, and, you know, this why you get, you see, like some lecturers, when they are posted to one institution or the other, or to one village, one locality or the other, before you know it, they get one or two students pregnant, or one or two, I mean, you know, so it's so alarming. I mean, it's unfortunate. And, I mean, at the same time, to our students, something must be done. You see, I believe, I don't think there is moral instructions. If there is, they are not adhering to it. Fear of God are no more there. Because I believe when there is fear of God in each and every student, all this thing will reduce. If you come to study, you first your study. We hear our barrister, as she said, even put out his phone number.
Yeah.
Speak out if there is anything, barrister, or more, I mean, Omore, I think.
Barrister, Mrs.
Omore.
Omore.
Okay, so we heard him, and he left his contact.
Yeah, she
so
did.
We advise our students to speak out. When you speak out, I mean, you are not left alone. So that all these malpractices will stop. You know, like I said, when as you make yourself, though, like you, if you make yourself a rat, definitely whose cat must pursue you. So when you want to study at school, go there and face your study. If you want to play, then whatever you see, that's what you get.
Okay.
That is an act that we must condemn. We sit up to that. But I advise still the government, if they want to fight this thing, you know, with their capacity, I mean, with their, I mean, with their distance, at their position as government, you know, they will fight it. Maybe any lecturer, any vice chancellor got in this act, they will terminate the appointment immediately. Yes, they will resign them. Let them get resigned. If they do it to one or two places, others will learn a lesson. That all this evil malpractices will come to stop. At least we minimize it to an extent. God bless you, Ada.
Okay, thank you so much. God bless you too. Hello? Sorry about that. Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Hello, good evening.
My name is Charles Riverson.
Okay, you're welcome, Charles.
Calling from Kurudu.
Welcome. Okay, Charles just wanted us to know that he stays at Kurudu. That's okay. Okay. Such submission from the previous caller will not work, especially for lecturers who prey on different students. How many students will be visiting lecturers' houses to make friends with their wives, family, and the rest? I mean, do you understand? This is just a thing of the head. And what happens if the lecturer is single and lives alone? Is that not even riskier, taking yourself to the lion's den? Best is to report to authorities outside the jurisdiction of school and set a trap with video, like Cheetah's show. Okay, for such a person. Femi the Pundit. Thank you so much for writing, Femi the Pundit. Hello? So sorry about that. Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yeah, hello?
Yes.
Yeah, hello?
Yes, hello.
Yeah.
He's Donald calling from Aro.
Okay, welcome.
Yeah. Well, for this topic, I think I'm always talking about our judiciary. I think we have lost it. Let's take the UNICA, the just incident that just happened today.
Yeah.
It's quite unfortunate our judiciary has gone down to the drain. I'm sorry to say this because they are the limit. People in this country that we already entrust our, maybe they are the last hope of the common man on the street. But the way they are going with this, I don't think it's going to help us. I'm saying this out of like, I've had experience when I was schooling, when I was still in my university.
Okay.
This thing has happened, and the way the judiciary goes about it, most of these lecturers have their friends or maybe the top guns there in the judiciary. They are ready to back them up. I could remember one of my postmates, she's a Muslim, and this thing happened to her. The lecturer tries to back her up, which was our dean of studies that time. The man is out of our school, the school that I went to that time. They tried to pursue that man out of that school.
Wow.
Because the guy was the only person standing. In fact, we had some issues that the man stands with. He was like a stumbling block for them. Those university lecturers, they have that unity in them. When such issues comes up, there is somebody. In fact, in our school, it's quite unfortunate that in that school that I went to, I want to keep the school in silence.
Okay.
Because my result is not yet secure, so
I get it.
So I have to keep it that way. It's quite unfortunate that in my school they have this diplomatic way of doing it. That sometimes you will get A in that course that you had issue with the lecturer. You get.
Okay.
But you will be surprised to see that the course that you know that you know it more better, we fail in it. In different courses, maybe you get like E. They don't usually fail you, so that you come back to receive for the course, get a better grade. They will just give you, and you know that thing to come back for that, you just get an E.
Wow.
So I think our judiciary have to do better. I want to give the vice that just spoke to us this evening.
Yeah.
She is doing a great job. I think more hand needs to be on deck, especially in that side.
True.
It's not all about women. It's not all right. The issue with guys, when they have their girlfriend, the lecturer will come and meet them out of their hands. And if you try to do anything stupid, they will just started maltreating you in the school and you have to start this on. Because unfortunately, I have my friends like that. The guy has to fight for his own. And
what happened to him?
The lecturer took the guy's girlfriend, and
wow.
The guy was he was trying to like act up, yet like try to fight for his girl. And at the end, the guy just failed. And the course was, I think it's psychology. The guy just failed the course. Somebody I knew without even reading, the guy will not fail because at least you have a C in that course. The guy just failed the course. And this lecturer I told you about, our dean. In fact, most of us failed because we are his friends. We are the one that was behind the guy you need to work for your results, you get. So we followed the guy to go and check. We went there, in our school we have to submit like a 2,000 if you want to get your script. To check whether you score better.
Really? Yes. You pay for that?
Yeah, we paid for that. If you need your script.
Ha.
You have to go and buy a complaint form of 2,000. It's a private institution.
Okay.
So you buy a complaint form, that complaint form was 2,000 naira. So you buy it, then you fill your complaint, you submit to your dean, the dean will sign it, then you take it to the lecturer in charge. So the lecturer will go through it. And if he decides to give you the scripts for you to take and to look for your own. So the guy now look for his own. To be surprised, the guy took A in that course, psychology.
Okay.
His course was A, and you know the result, the man eventually gave the guy C.
Oh, dear.
Despite his course, the guy took C. The lecturer just wrote in his script that the guy scored C.
And the girl was like, I have a 70. The man said, I'm the one who marked it. If you want me to go through it, I will give you maybe a 40. So it's very embarrassing. And the worst part is, if you decide to go to the Congo, the person that is our last person to help us, which is the judiciary, the end result, if you don't have money, I'm being sincere with you at this point. So what we need is our judiciary should start working. We need people that will come up. It's not only about women. I will plead with guys who are in that field to come on board as well. It's not all about women. It's happening all around, especially in our institution. It's very bad. So that is my take. It's very unfortunate, but my own is to plead with those who are involved, who are barristers, many people who are in the judiciary, to do more better. It's not getting the way the thing is pushing us, the way we are being seen outside or maybe around, is very bad. It's all over. I think they have it all over, because these new kids were sitting, they go to this university. You see somebody maybe lecturing here in Calabar, the person will now leave Calabar to Lagos, or maybe leave. The person will have like four institutions, the person is lecturing and have connections. So it's very difficult for you, a student that is managing to pay your students, to go and hire a lawyer to be backed up. So we need such organizations that can help back up the students.
All right, then. Thank you so much for calling.
Yeah.
Okay. So 99.3 Nigeria Info, the chat station with Ada Blessing. Greetings to you, Ada. I hope you're doing good and feeling good. Yes, I am. The topic, as much as sex for greed or greed for sex, has been since only God knows when. So her sexual assault on other fronts have been too, as you rightly pointed out. Whether the menace will stop is another kettle of fish, but it stops if true. Okay, it can only stop if true punishment or meted in the culprit. I am glad to listen to your lovely voice again tonight. You are blessed and remain joyful. Shegun, thank you so much for writing.